truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean. And Bradley certainly is a minister. Music. He's a pop musician. He certainly goes all over the country talking to children's groups and high school groups, any group that will hear him about what's really going on today and about the spiritual implications of what's taking place. Bradley is good enough to come on and help us here during this difficult period while I'm getting some convalescence. As some of you may know, I had my fourth chemotherapy treatment yesterday, so I'm really not able to carry the program well, but Bradley does a magnificent job. Bradley Dean, what are we going to be talking about? Are we going to be talking what we did this afternoon, or do we have a separate talk?
Yeah, if we could go ahead, Stan, and if I could ask you to be so kind to set the premise again for earlier conversation, you just brought me right into my topic, and what I want to talk about is Tyrants of the Year, Times Man of the Year. But the way that you laid it out was perfect. Could we redo that possibly?
Well, certainly we could. Well, basically, of course, we started out talking about what's going on over the Middle East today, and certainly everybody knows now that why, of course, the stub road to Baghdad is lined with corpses, headless corpses. Certainly the Sunni group over there, very well financed, very well organized, has certainly taken two or three major towns there and now is moving on Baghdad. And basically, of course, what you have in Iraq are three separate groups, the Shias, the Sunni, and the Kurds. And basically, this was established back in the following World War I. The British took three disparate groups, put them all into one country. Why? So they'd always be fighting, so they could always use divide and conquer, and so they'd be able to rule that area more efficiently. And Great Britain did rule that until after the Second World War. And now, of course, we got ourselves into this mess. Why did America get involved in Afghanistan and Iraq? Well, of course, everybody knows that on September 11, 2001, we were attacked by 19 Islamic hijackers, and that's what everybody was told, and I really believed it for a long time, until I began looking at Building 7 come down. You go to the internet, watch Building 7 come down. It was a controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down, see how the center of the roof suddenly caves in, and then the base of the building goes. It was a controlled demolition. I don't know who did that, but somebody killed 3,000 Americans that day to get us involved in a war in Afghanistan and then in Iraq, a war that is heating up today and is going to lead to terrible, terrible complications. We do not have the money. We've spent trillions of dollars over there. We've killed between 100,000 and 1 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan. Go right ahead with your story, Bradley.
Yeah, and it's interesting that if we would just go again back to our forefathers, we could understand the methodology in the way a tyrant acts and responds and rolls out his plan, because it was James Madison who said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said they would come in the guise of fighting off a foreign enemy. And it's interesting that since September 11th, that the American people, as you said, Stan, were constantly, they were inundated by the state-run media that we were under Islamic threat, these terrorists, these jihadists. And now for some reason, how many years later, 10, 11, 12 years later, now we're being told that we're the terrorists. And it's also interesting to note, friends, just to show you as to the degree of where we're at today, that it went from a jihadist, Muslim terrorist, extremist, so on and so forth, to the American people that bear arms, the right to bear arms. You're considered a terrorist. Every airport that you go into in America, I was just at one yesterday.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bradley was just saying that, you know, 13 years ago, why suddenly you had to be an Islamist to be a terrorist? Now, anybody who criticizes the government is a potential terrorist here. And little by little, of course, they are making those of us who recognize the fact that there is a small subversive group that has gained control of our government. Anybody who points that out is suddenly a terrorist and anti-American. And yet, of course, this is the antithesis narcissism. What is going on is the antithesis of Americanism. A small group controls the media. A small group controls both political parties and is using the financial and military power of America to bring about a one-world totalitarian government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Yeah, I'm humored by that when I look at Scripture, because Scripture tells me that the kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and his anointed, and the response from heaven was that the Lord sitteth up in the heavens and laughs upon them. He'll have them in great derision. He'll wax hot upon them. When you look in Scripture, you can see that the Lord also said that he would disannul the covenant of hell. And we see that the nation that forgets God turns into hell. We can see that, Psalm 9:17. But I think the bottom line is we need to get back to our God that we have departed from, because we can see throughout history, friends, where people depart from a living God wickedly, we can see the destruction that takes place. We can see how that nation turns into hell. Countries are destroyed. Millions of people lose their lives, and then they come back to their wits by returning back to their God. And it's just a sad day in America that we have so much light and we have so much history, and we can see history repeating itself today because the American people will not take heed to the history that we have been taught. Therefore, it's repeating itself today. And we see that on a daily basis concerning the topics in which we're talking about now. Interestingly enough, what I'd like to talk about real quick here is the fact that it's been in every age that it has been the tyrant and the oppressor and the exploiter who's wrapped himself in a cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. I also want people to understand something, that when we're talking about a patriot, or we look out the definition of patriot in Webster's 1828, it's used in the sense of upholding dying laws. And I want people to understand, first and foremost, before I get on Times Magazine's Tyrants of the Year, that it is for nobody that represents we the people to desecrate those men and women and the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States, that most people don't know, because had they known, they would not have allowed this tyrant in the White House, even this day, to go more than a week. And the fact of the matter is we're 6 years into this criminal administration now, and the American people are still sitting back on vacation, acting like it's just not, there's going to be no recourse, there's going to be no recompense. And it was interesting that when we were talking on the earlier show today, Stan, and listeners, that one of the things that came up is the fact that we look at all these foreign countries, and in America, let me say this, because I love, and I want you to understand the truth, you need to understand that foreign countries across the world call you the great Satan for the very purpose that you allow politicians to do what they do to their countries. And the American people need to take responsibility, because no longer, and I want to tell you this too, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. When we stand before God on that final day, we're not going to be able to blame the government for what we're responsible for. We're not going to be able to blame everybody and the devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do anything. The only thing the devil's doing today is entertaining you out of your freedoms. And keep in mind, friends, pain derived from entertaining means to stop from entering in. So as long as you're taking the bait, just keep in mind, you're being entertained out of your liberties and your freedoms. But I want to say this. This is the good part. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. It's time for the American people to stand up and fight for what so many men and women fought, bled, and died to give us. And as I was saying earlier, it's not for any representative in this country to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to serve we the people in the first place. That's our responsibility. Government is an extension of what we allow them to be, and nothing more and nothing less. It is we the people in this country, and as I said again earlier on the radio show with Stan here, is the fact that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy 312 million people. A good portion of the American people are sitting back and allowing a small portion to destroy their country. And if you do the math, friends, it's pretty shameful in every sense of the word. One of the things I was talking about earlier is the fact that when we look at the White House, we look at what's going on concerning this administration, we see the tyrannical acts, the lawless acts that he continuously pushes forward down the throats of the American people. Totalitarian for a youth way of saying things. The fact of the matter is what he's doing is he's pulling America's hair. He's smacking her face. He's violating every law known to mankind. Read the Constitution of the United States. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And then what he does is he plays the victim of the crimes that he creates as he perpetuates the crimes against the American people on a daily basis. And just to show you that when we're talking of tyrants, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, I want you to listen to this carefully, because it has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, the exploiter, who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Keep in mind, it was Jesus that said, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Many will come in my name, many will come in my name. That's why all of these politicians put their hand on the Bible and they hold up their other hand, swearing that they'll uphold the Constitution of the United States, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, because they want you to believe that they're good men and good women that serve we the people. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus also said, take heed to yourself. That means pay careful attention to what's going on, namely to yourself first and foremost. Know the word of God. Know your foundations, America, and you're going to be able to know who's doing the lying at all times. It was Jesus that said, you judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. Because if you remember right, Jesus was rebuking the religious hypocrites at one point, and he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And this is exactly what we're seeing today through our representation in America. They're honoring God with their lips in front of the people, but behind closed doors, they're actually putting darkness for light and light for darkness. They're actually putting sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. And this is what they're continuously doing. Again, America, what we need to do is judge men by their fruit. Because you need to keep in mind that evil men have been, since day one, attempting to deceive the masses into believing that they are good and upright, when the fruit that they produce through their works are nothing short of evil and destructive. So I want to show you this method of deceiving the people is still alive and well among those who have not learned from the past, as I said earlier. And I chose Time Magazine because it was just a propaganda resource and machine to prove my point. For example, Time has labeled the following people Man of the Year. Listen carefully, friends. This is America. This is Time Magazine. This is an outsource, a resource, state-run media propagandist all the way from A to Z. Did you know that Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938? I'll say it again. Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in America in 1938. Yet Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II alone. That's 399 men and women from America that lost their lives fighting against this tyrant, this monster, this devil straight from the pit of hell. And if you look at that, we can also go over to the Man of the Year in 1939 and in 1942. You ready for this one, friends? Joseph Stalin, the Russian dictator, the Russian tyrant, was declared Man of the Year in 1939 and in 1942. Not just once, but twice, friends. See, Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million of its own citizens. As a matter of fact, back in the 30s, President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as kindly Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. The state-run media had you believing back in the 30s. Of course, we weren't here, friends, for the most part. But the bottom line is the state-run media had you believing that Joseph Stalin was kindly Uncle Joe. Friends, this is incredible. Talking about Man of the Year, labeled by Time Magazine in America, Joseph Stalin, Man of the Year. Adolf Hitler, Man of the Year. What about Nikita Khrushchev? He was declared Man of the Year in 1957. Now, Mr. Nikita Khrushchev was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition. Friends, we can see nothing has changed. See, there's nothing new under the sun. A tyrant is a tyrant, and what a tyrant is defined is he who will not be ruled by God and God's government. It's that simple, which produces liberty when you obey. So we have Mr. Khrushchev who said, we don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within. Well, that sounds like something Abraham Lincoln said when he warned the American people, love him or hate him. Regardless if you're on the north or the south, you're going to have a different opinion of Mr. Abraham Lincoln. But the point is, Khrushchev said the same thing. But keep in mind again, friends, Time's Man of the Year in 1957 was Nikita Khrushchev, okay? What about Richard Nixon? Yes, Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year, friends, in 1971. Are you starting to get the point? Are you starting to understand that there's nothing new under the sun? See, the state-run media wanted you to believe that these were good men that served their people, when in fact, it was the furthest thing from the truth. They were destroying their own countries. And just keep in mind concerning Richard Nixon, who was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979, we all heard that, well, you know, he was busted, he was impeached because of the abuse of power and obstruction of justice concerning the Watergate scandal. How many knew that the Watergate scandal was actually a pedophile ring that was being exposed? But they didn't let it go that far, friends. Most people didn't know that. But Richard Nixon, again, was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. Isn't it interesting how they continuously promote their own?
And ladies and gentlemen, most people really don't understand the wickedness that permeates every aspect of government.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Bradley Dean. He's talking about how they select man's time of the year, how they try to convince us that these are good and honorable men. And time and time and time again, they're not. Bradley, pick up the story from there.
Well, we were just talking about Richard Nixon, who was declared Time's Man of the Year. Then we were talking about Mr. Khrushchev, Nikita from Russia. And then we talked about Joseph Stalin. And then we were talking about Adolf Hitler, which were all declared Time's Man of the Year from 1938 all the way up to Richard Nixon. And now next we're going over to Ayatollah Khomeini, who was declared Man of the Year in 1979. Keep in mind, friends, the Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. Now look at this. The fruit does not fall too far from the tree. Listen carefully. The Ayatollah came to power as part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy, using the young people. He headed up a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents, as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who was accused of insufficient Islamic behavior.
And you're talking about, of course, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and yet, of course, we brought him to power. Everybody's forgotten that. And, of course, we've tried to come up with all sorts of alternatives and to cover that fact up with alternative stories. But we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini and this whole line of Islamic clerics to power. And I still think we have a very large component of control over what they're doing. But go right ahead.
But President Reagan also came in, just to piggyback what you're saying there. Back in the 80s, in the 70s, he said, President Ronald Reagan, he said, Khomeini is a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of his people, calling for their executions. Yet again, we have Mr. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Man of the Year in 1979. I hope, friends, you're starting to understand the methodology concerning those that are running the state-run media. If you talk to people from out of the United States of America, they will come here. As a matter of fact, the Lord now is sending missionaries into America to warn the American people of the fact that they're being lied to continuously through their own media, of course, to their own destruction. Friends, let's go over to Mikhail Gorbachev, who was declared Man of the Year in 1987. Again, this guy had to be tagged, he had to be promoted twice, 1987 and in 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its supposed dissolution in 1991. He's also a self-proclaimed atheist and a globalist who also has part in international baccalaureate, bringing forth a UN global agenda educational scheme concerning your young people. Obviously, Barack Hussein Obama has just taken that all to another level, friends. But let's go over to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. He was declared person. Listen carefully, friends. He was declared the person of the year by Time in 2008 and 2012. Now, just keep in mind all of the names aforesaid. Keep in mind Time is now justifying and promoting and giving this criminal in the White House accolades today. He was considered the person, or I'm sorry, declared the person of the year by Time in 2008 and in 2012. Time changed life from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Only to confuse people is really what it comes down to, and you'll know in just a second as to why they did that. Obama has been the most destructive president in American history. He's also the man that said before, folks, he's not hiding anything. When he said that his administration was going to be the most transparent administration in the history of America, it is if you judge him according to the way Jesus commanded you to judge him. Because it's not what he says, it's what he is doing, which is so transparent, friends. He said he was going to fundamentally transform America. That means foundationally. That's why he's attacking who you are on a 24/7 basis. I'm going to get over to Rules for Radicals in just a minute once I get done here so you can understand whose footsteps he's following in. But going back to Barack Hussein Obama again, the person of the year in 2008 and in 2012, again, the most destructive president in American history. He's also known as the most biblically hostile president, yet he proclaims his Christianity, of course, in hopes that you'll just fall back asleep, friends.
And I was simply pointing out that Barack Hussein Obama has run up a debt of over $7 trillion, almost $7 trillion in a little over 6 years. But that is, of course, the apparent debt. If you actually were Luke going behind almost $1 trillion a year. But if you look at it from the general degree of certainly the general of funding, the general accounting principles, we're really going behind about $4 trillion every year. So multiply that by six. Why, of course, you've got $24 trillion. He's intent upon destroying the economic stability of our nation. And we're on the verge of a major financial collapse. And the average American has little or no understanding of what's really going on today. We'll be back in a moment with Bradley Dean.
Products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Bradley Dean, and he's been referring, of course, to Barack Hussein Obama, and he points the fact that suddenly Barack Hussein Obama openly admits to being a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Now, who is Saul Alinsky? Well, Saul Alinsky was a radical extremist communist who actually wrote a book called Rules for Radicals, which every one of you needs to get and read. Why is Rules for Radicals so important? Well, I'm going to let Bradley tell you about that. But before we get into that, Bradley, would you like to get your website out? Would you like to get the to let people know how they can get the material that you published, your books, and Sydney, to tell them a little bit about your ministry as you go around the country talking to high school groups and other groups about America, about America's promise, about America's Christian heritage. Go right ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Stan. Well, my name is Bradley Dean, first and foremost, and I've done over 350 high schools in 24 different states. If you'd like to see what we do in high schools and colleges across the country, as well as tea parties, please go to youcanruninternational.com. Again, it's youcanruninternational.com. We got an eight-hour documentary series, about between 7 and 8 hours. And we also did a comic book, which is called My War, and it's a testimonial of how Jesus came in, rocked my world, turned me upside down to show me what I wasn't, to show me who he was. And ever since then, well, on that, we now have the radio program called SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and we do radio 6 days a week, 2 hours on Saturdays, 1 hour from Monday through Friday. And if you'd like to check that out, again, that is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, I recommend it to you. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Thank you very much. One thing about Barack Hussein Obama, now we just got to keep in mind really quick, he's firstly been labeled America's first gay president, by the way, a shameless supporter of the murder of children in the womb. This president has gone so far. It's interesting that he advocates abortion more than any other president in the history of the United States of America. Which is interesting about that, friend, is the fact that it's aimed, Planned Parenthood is aimed at the black communities and the Hispanic communities. And it's also interesting to take note, friends, that the American people are led to believe that he's got all of the African-American support and the Hispanic-American support, when in fact, friends, that's not the case. One of the tactics, and I'm going to get to this in just a couple minutes, Saul Alinsky tactics is to cause the people to believe that they have a lot more power than they really do, or there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, in saying that, keep in mind that abortion is aimed at the eradication of the blacks and Hispanics. The blacks and the Hispanics, they know this. But also keep in mind, he voted 242 times to make sure that the baby was snuffed out. And if that wasn't good enough, friends, he also voted in favor of making sure that there was a second doctor in the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that the second doctor would make sure that the baby was snuffed out before it could get out of that clinic. So this is the kind of president that you're submitting yourself to, friends. Also keep in mind, and speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, declared Person of the Year in 2008 and in 2012 by Time Magazine, also keep in mind he's the guy that's trying to disarm the American people while he's arming your enemies. Now, friends, just keep in mind that this is the president as well who is entertaining America's sworn enemies from within the White House, even going so far as celebrating Ramadan. He's guilty as can be when it comes to him supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, America's sworn enemies, sending them F-16s, sending them hundreds of millions of dollars. We're finding out more and more as the days go by as to the lies that were thrown at the American people from this administration over and over and over again. This guy, the smoking gun is different. I'm just kind of curious to know how many smoking guns that we need before we actually impeach this individual and bring civil charges against this individual and his administration, because this is criminal from A to Z, and he does not have a right to break the law. And we're talking again, friends, about Time's Men of the Year, the Person of the Year in this particular case. But look who he's grouped up with, friends. Mikhail Gorbachev, Nikita Khrushchev, Ayatollah Khomeini, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Man of the Year. Not just once, but twice. Friends, it's interesting that Jesus said again, we would be really wise to just simply turn our ear back to the Lord of life. He said, these are they which justify themselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination of the sight of God. It blows my mind that these men, they destroy destroy, they kill. Just as a matter of fact, again, what Jesus said, this comes to my aid, John 10:10. He said, the thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. And this is exactly what we see from these men that Time Life or Time Magazine actually promotes in a sense of trying to put accolades on these men as if to say that they're righteous and upright, when in fact the opposite is a true in every sense of the word. We're seeing what's going on in the Middle East right now. Friends, we've seen through Fast and Furious. I can spend the next 5 hours concerning the crimes, the impeachable offenses of this administration. But they're still there to America's own demise. If the American people would simply go back and study their foundations, they would see who's doing the lying, friends, and it does not take a genius to figure this much out. Now, it's also interesting that a good portion of the American people seem to be awake as to what's going on with this administration, but they're still on their weekend vacations, they're having their campfires, they're going out and hanging out in their cabins, and you know what? For those that work, you have every right in the world to do that. But I also want to awaken the American people to realize that you're in a lot of trouble right now. While you're enjoying your freedoms, you're in a lot of trouble because you have an administration trying to steal away those freedoms through the guise of everything but the truth. And this is where we need to come back, friends. I just simply want to show you what's going on in your country concerning how the state-run media promotes these men, and then when you look at the fruit of these men, they are the furthest thing from what they are trying to promote in the sense of, again, upright and righteous.
Well, I wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about Saul Alinsky and about his book, Rules for Radicals, because I think certainly the dedication of that book, it helps to explain what is going on in America today.
Well, when you look at Rules for Radicals, Stan, you can find in 127 to 134, I'm going to go down about, I got about 13 little PowerPoints that they use concerning their little lawless buddies, their sons and daughters of Belial. But it's interesting that Saul Alinsky, and by the way, Barack Hussein Obama has publicly, through Jay the Clown Carney, his former spokesperson, he has a great respect for Saul Alinsky. And it's interesting, when you go to Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, he personally thanks Satan for, well, he actually high-fives Satan in the book concerning accrediting Satan and actually looking at Satan as he's one to be praised. And I'll tell you why. When you begin to look again at those that are following the disciples of Saul Alinsky, you can see, friends, it's nothing but Satanism, literally. I didn't say that. Saul Alinsky said that. Let me go down this list. Number one is, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, there it is right there. This is one of the tactics that they like to use. Most people say that they don't believe the state-run media, but when it comes to what's going on in this country, it's absolutely amazing what people believe. Well, they say, well, look at the government's doing. Look what they're doing here. Look what they're doing here, so on and so forth. As if to say that we don't have the power to right the wrongs, which in fact we do. But power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, if you go back to Joseph Goebbels, you go back to Hitler's propagandist, it was always that. Just continuously tell the people a lie. And the more you tell them the lie and the bigger the lie, the more the people are going to believe it. And sooner or later, with the lies that you promulgate, sooner or later, they're just going to accept them. It's been said that if people were to look behind Hitler's regime, there was nothing behind it. There was nothing standing there actually upholding this criminal, Adolf Hitler. And the American people need to get back to the fact that, again, government only does what you allow them to do. And keep in mind, friends, they're gonna do whatever you let them get away with. And what's happening in America is just this, that through your silence and through your lack of protest in meaning what you say, and meaning the enforcement of the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, they're going to continuously do what they want to do. And America is under the delusion that government is some sort of demigod. They can do whatever they want to do without consequence. No, friends, don't complain about what you tolerate. They do not have the right to do that. Let me go to point two. Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, page 127 through 134. Never go outside the expertise of your people, they say. When an action or tactic is outside the experience of the people, the result is confusion, fear, and retreat, and the collapse of communication. Now, friends, I want you to understand your enemy, because if you don't understand your enemy, you're not going to be able to prevail. One of the things the communists use as one of their tactics, they say that when they feel steel, you're to retreat. That's what they teach their people. America, your enemy needs to feel your steel in Christ. They need to know that you are not a people to be played with. Remember, these colors don't run. It was Elmer Davis that said this republic is only going to last as long as we remain the land of the free, as long as we are brave. But as long as we throw off our bravery, guess what we're going to lose, friends? We're going to lose our government. We're going to lose our country. And that's exactly what we're doing today. I want to say this. We don't take counsel from our fears, friends. We stay on top of what's going on in our country because we trust a just and a holy God. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Number three is this. Whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity. Listen to the mindset of these people. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Folks, these people are sick in the mind. This happens all the time. Watch how many organizations are under attack because they're blindsided by seemingly irrelevant arguments that they are then forced to address. We see this all of the time through the state-run media. You have the best of the best in the conservative movement that are painting the American people's backs up to the walls because they're sitting there arguing and debating things which they need not argue or debate. And I'll tell you how it happens. The enemy gets you off a point. He gets you off of your foundations. Now, I've been on the radio for 14 years. I have got bloggers from, oh my goodness, I have bloggers all across the country, friends, that attack me almost on a daily basis. They're atheists, they're radical homosexuals, and they're supporters of Barack Hussein Obama, which are very far and few between. They're as rare as hen's teeth, friends. But you know what's interesting? Almost every radio show that I do, I'll say, why don't you bloggers, those that oppose what I say, why don't you call me and confront me on my radio program? I have had one person in 14 years of ministry actually call, and he wasn't a blogger. He was just an atheist that said he didn't believe that we were ruled by God in this country. We weren't based on common law in this country. And I just asked him, is it okay to kill? He said, no. I said, is it okay to steal? He said, no. I said, is it okay to lie? He said, no. I said, who told you that? I said, my Heavenly Father told you that. You are based off of common law, Exodus 18:21, like it or not, Mr. Atheist. And furthermore, I loved on him a little bit more, and I said, listen, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Kind of making a different point, but the point was, God is who God says he is, and we are a Christian nation, like it or not. But you know what? The point, friends, is the fact that the atheists, the homosexuals, those that are supporting this radical administration, and he's losing more and more and more and more support every day of the week, but he's still there, friends. They won't call and confront me because they know that the law is on my side, as is God first and foremost. Because I'm not giving my opinion, I'm giving them facts. See, and this is where they divert. This is where they will avoid you at all costs because they know when the law is on your side. It's just like the ACLU. I could start another radio show here. Friends, the bottom line is when you go back to the foundations and you point out what is written in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, namely the Bible first and foremost, there's no argument. And they will not call as long as they know that you will not move. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Next point, number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. This is rules for radicals. And Barack Hussein Obama is a disciple of Saul Alinsky who thanked Satan in his book. He said, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. He said, you can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to Christianity. See, friends, you know what the enemy relies upon? Profess Christianity that doesn't actually believe what they say. Now, the bottom line is nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. The Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. The Bible says that all men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And the Bible also says that we're witnesses of the resurrection, and that is the power your enemy fears more than hell itself. Right there. Is when you practice what you preach, they don't know how to respond. The only thing they know how to do then is another tactic is shout and shoot. That's all they know how to do. Number five, rules for radicals. The man's most potent weapon, it's almost impossible to counteract ridicule. They love to ridicule, call you names, and that's all they can do. And what they do is when they call you names, they stand back and play the victim, again, as they perpetuate the crimes against you and who you are. Number six is this. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. Again, showing you the mental illness, the sickness, the lawlessness coming out of these people. It oozes out of them. They don't know how to obey. They don't know how to tell the truth. Well, they do. The fact of the matter is they're making a choice to violate conscience and to sear their own conscience, which they do on a daily basis. Number seven is a tactic that drags on too long because it becomes a drag. Man can they can sustain militant interest in any issue only for a limited time. In other words, they don't want to drag things out. And the American people, they go hook, line, and sinker right along with it. I mean, one day they can be assaulted. One day the president can be over in Mexico blaming them, the American people, that would be us, for the crimes that his administration contrived. The next minute they can have you talking about what's going on in Iraq. See, and folks, what I do on my radio show is I keep going back to the principles and to the foundations, and I stay the course on the issues, not the bone that the state-run media throws me every day. Folks, that's another thing. They'll just get you talking about things that don't even matter. And this, again, is one of their tactics. We got to stay the course. We got to go back to the first crimes of this administration, and we need to go to Congress, and we need to call for the impeachment of this administration and then civil charges. See, when you do that, America, then it's going to be all over with. See, justice is the guardian of liberty. What we need is judgment, but you can't have judgment until you first know the law. That's why I keep telling you to go back to the Constitution. And once you establish judgment, then you're going to have something called righteousness and peace. Something that I haven't known. I'm not an older man yet. I'm not that wise yet. I'm catching up. But the fact of the matter is wars are going to continue until the American people hold our politicians and those that represent we the people to the fire.
And wars are going to continue until the American people understand there's a small component that's created all of the wars. There is a subversive element that's running our country, and they're going to continue unless you get involved. If enough people are involved, we can take America back. My guest has been Bradley Dean. Bradley, one more time, the name of your organization?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Bradley. It's been a real pleasure. Great programs.
Thank you, sir.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that we are losing America because the good people are not involved. In our local community and in many communities across the country this last couple of weeks, only 30% of the people turned out to vote. A lot of people said it doesn't matter. They gave all sorts of reasons not to vote, possibly rigging the elections. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not voting, if you're not demanding that we have paper ballots, if you're not demanding that we have the ability to change America, then we're going to lose it. And basically what we want you to do is every day you talk to five different people. And if you don't know who they are, you just get a telephone book out and call them. And the things that you need to let people understand is that the media is controlled. It's controlled by five major corporations. They're listed in a book called The New Media Monopoly. You need to order it. You need to get copies of it. You need to get it out across America after you read it. The New Media Monopoly. And then, of course, who are these people? You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can get in bulk if you want to. So between the book, The New Media Monopoly, that tells you about the six corporations that control the media and largely control what the American people think and believe, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to get the information out. And then tell those people they've got to get involved telling other people, we are going to lose America. We're moving into a crisis situation. We're moving into an expanded war in the Middle East. We're moving into a financial crisis at home here where they're going to destroy the value of our currency. And if this does happen, you'll have nobody to blame but yourself. First of all, we need to get you involved. You need to start calling people every single day and get other people to call people. Next, you need to help Radio Liberty and, of course, tell people about Radio Liberty. Tell them about Alex Jones. Tell them about Joyce Riley, Chuck Chrismeyer. Tell them about WorldNet Daily. Joseph Farah does a wonderful job with his print approach to this. But we need your help getting the information out across America. And certainly, we need your financial help to maintain Radio Liberty on the front lines as long as we can do this. 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We've been doing it for over 20 years, and we can continue doing it with your financial help and support. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. And of course, if you go to RadioLiberty.com, you can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived. And of course, you can certainly read our newsletters and you can read all of the links that we have to many other things. But the important thing is you understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle against truly demonic forces. These are not imaginary. And if you don't think they're real, simply go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, the website for the Trilateral Commission that is made up of about 350 of the wealthiest people in the world. Look at their logo. What is it? A circle consisting of three sixes, bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. They understand this is a Luciferian conspiracy, and you must as well. So our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And so we ask you, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Quite frankly, we need your financial support so we can maintain certainly our network of stations And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, for our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. I'm going to ask our producer to be sure to get our guest for the next hour, William Grigg. Give him a call right now because we need him on the line. And we'll be back here in just a moment. It's Radio Liberty. But pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this evening for the second hour is William Grigg. And William Grigg was former editor of the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's worked for a Republic and other magazines. He's a prolific writer. He's an investigative journalist supreme, and he travels across the country picking up articles for us. William Grigg, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, thank you so much for having me on as a guest again. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about?
I'd like to start, if I could, if you'd indulge a moment of personal privilege. There was something horrible that happened last Sunday in Las Vegas. You're no doubt aware of it, perhaps discussed it. I'm referring to the murder of three people, two of them police officers of the Metro Police Department, by a couple of people of ill repute who are now being used, and the acts they've committed are being used to traduce the entire so-called Patriot movement. And I say so-called because that's a movement defined by the enemies of the Patriot movement, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the ADL, by people of that ilk. And I want to point out that the two police officers were murdered, no other word is suitable, were at a pizza joint enjoying lunch, doing no harm to anybody, not abusing anybody's rights. Whatever you think of their occupation, they weren't harming when they were simply engaging in peaceful commerce and enjoying a lunch break. And one of the assailants walked up behind one of the police officers and shot him in the head as he was refilling his soda. Now, the police officer who was killed in that way, according to every account that I've read, that was the way that this police officer was murdered, was a man by the name of Alan Beck. Alan Beck is a relative of mine. As it happens, I'm related to him by marriage. He was the second cousin of my wife, Corinne. And we got a telephone call about 2.5 hours after the killing. And I'd already been made aware of it. And I was working on a story that I published at LouRockwell.com, a commentary dealing with that incident, when I found out that the name of the police officer is Alan Beck. We know his sister. We've been in their home. They live not terribly far from us. I want to underscore a couple of things here. First of all, it shouldn't be necessary to say so. And it's, of course, obvious on its face, but murder is always wrong. And when you're shooting somebody in the back of the head, it's murder. And secondly, not all police officers are depraved. I've been very, very voluble in my criticism of the abuse of power by police officers, which is an escalating problem because of the way they're being trained and the missions in which they're being deployed. I think that there are things institutionally wrong with law enforcement as a profession that have to be addressed. We have to have peace officers rather than law enforcers in a peaceful society and in a free society. That being said, this must be said as well. People are defined by what they do. They don't belong to a class that makes them an enemy. And so if you're dealing with people who are committing acts of aggressive violence, you're dealing with people who are engaging in criminal behavior. It doesn't matter what their occupation is. It doesn't matter what their station in life might be. And incidental characteristics such as race, for instance, have nothing to do with the question. What they were doing when they were murdered, these two officers, Alan Beck and Igor Soldo, was they were engaging in commerce. They were doing something that was peaceful and beneficial and productive. And that's the sort of thing we should encourage. There have been some really immoral and improvident things written in response to this murder. And, of course, there was a third person murdered who was a concealed carry permit holder who tried to intervene to protect people during the shooting rampage. Let's not forget him as well. Some very stupid and immoral things have been written about what happened in Las Vegas last week, the gist of which is that all police officers everywhere should be treated this way. I've written on many occasions about police officers who, in spite of their indoctrination and in spite of their professional expectations, have done decent things, including protecting citizens from lawless and criminal violence by other police officers. If we assume that all police officers are our enemy by virtue of their profession, then it would make perfect moral sense. Of course, it doesn't, but that position would dictate that when you see a police officer doing something good, you're entitled to shoot that police officer. This is really dangerous and immoral nonsense. Of course, it plays into the hands of people who want to consolidate power and purge the entire so-called patriot movement to the political scene, and I think we're going to see moves in that direction.
Well, I think it's a great tragedy. I had no idea that somehow you had actually had contact with these people. But this no more incites you or any other patriot. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and William is certainly pointing out that there are police officers who are punished for doing the wrong thing. And he's talking about a Mr. Perez, certainly in Austin, Texas, who was actually he was a probationary officer. He had graduated at the top of his class in the police force. But he was ordered to actually use a taser in a situation where there was no justification for it. There was no violence. And basically, because he refused a direct order, he was seen by a psychiatrist who said, well, basically, of course, people certainly cannot adhere to this idea there's a higher power. When you're told to do something, you're to do it, even though it may be wrong. And, of course, then, of course, Perez was cashiered out of the police force. And, of course, there are other instances where police are trying to do the right thing, uphold the Constitution, where they've gotten into very real trouble. Go right ahead, William.
This is what's so infuriating about the case of Ramon Perez. First of all, as you mentioned, that he was a probationary officer, meaning that he was assigned as sort of a trainee, and he could be fired or transferred or otherwise removed from the force at the discretion of the people who supervised him as a trainee officer. And he was an outstanding cadet, as I mentioned, and he was cited for his leadership ability. He was well-loved by everybody on the force, except for the command sergeant who gave him this unlawful order and the staff psychiatrist who considered it to be problematic. This is somebody who believed in a higher and more important source of authority than his superior officer. So he was given his choice. He could be fired and lose his peace officer certification, or he could resign as a probationary officer and seek employment elsewhere. Now, Dr. Stan, the last I heard of Ramon Perez was about 2.5 or 3 years ago. There was a little item in a newspaper from a town in, I believe, the eastern part of Texas. I've got the documentation somewhere, but I don't know what happened to it. But there was an incident involving an elderly woman, I think she was in her 80s, who was repeatedly facing complaints and in the position of receiving citations for having a dog at large. And so he responded to the call of a dog at large, and he was trying to find out why this dog kept breaking out of this woman's yard. Turns out that her fence had broken down, and she was in her 80s. It was in the late summer in Texas, and she simply didn't have the energy or the means or the ability to repair the fence. So Officer Perez told this woman to keep an eye on her dog and that he'd be back the following morning. And so he showed up the following morning, which was his day off, in his street clothes, and he repaired the fence for her. Now, this is the sort of a person that didn't make the cut for the Austin PD. And the Austin PD's chief, Art Acevedo, a couple of months ago, responded to a hideous incident in which a woman who was jogging was arrested because they were cracking down on jaywalking. She was actually put down in the streets wearing her jogging clothes and then dragged away because she had her headphones on and she didn't respond to a police officer who was telling her to stop, and so she'd be cited for jaywalking. And he responded to the furor over this by saying, well, at least she wasn't raped. That's the sort of thing that happens in other police departments. So basically, he wants us to commend his officers for not taking sexual advantage of a frightened woman in a situation that didn't involve an actual crime of violence. Ramon Perez didn't meet the standard to work for that police department because he's a peace officer of the old school. He's somebody who believes that he has a vocation, literally a religious vocation in his case, to be the protector of the weak and to defend property rights and to lend aid to people. That's the sort of thing that any citizen should do. And peace officers, ideally, should be doing that by way of occupation as well as vocation. Now, I mentioned Regina Tasker. She's a study in contrast. She was from Bogota, New Jersey, very well-liked. She'd been a veteran. She was a veteran law enforcement officer, 20, 21, 22 years or something of that sort. A few years ago, after receiving specialized training in dealing with people that had psychological problems, she was called by a city councilwoman to deal with that woman's 21, 22-year-old son, college-age son, who was having a breakdown. She wanted him to get medical attention. And so she called Officer Tasca, who showed up and simply spoke with the young man, calmed him down, emphasized that they were not going to do anything that would involve putting handcuffs on him and dragging him off to jail. She just wanted him to come with her to the hospital to get checked out, just to see what they could do to help him. And She was completely guileless. She was forthright with them about their concerns. And as she was talking to him, two officers from another jurisdiction had heard the call, approached him from behind and threw him to the ground and started beating him. So Officer Tasca did what a peace officer should do in that situation. She intervened by grabbing the officer, the chief assailant, and tearing him bodily off of the victim, which is what she had to do because this young man had done nothing to harm anybody or threaten anybody. She lost her job, Dr. Stan. She lost her job and ended up with a huge, I believe, several hundred thousand dollar legal bill because she had done the right thing for the right reason. And the continuity here that I find very compelling and very unsettling is that the staff psychologist for the department got involved in Regina Tass's case as well. And just as what happened with Roman Perez, in which the psychologist was saying that he was psychologically unfit and a risk to officer safety and unit cohesion because of his ethical views, the same thing was said about Regina Tasca. This is a woman from a very different social and cultural background. She's a Roman Catholic, which, of course, is a different strain of the same Christian tradition. She's got a rather interesting background, and to be genteel about it, she pursues an alternate lifestyle that's not entirely compatible with the Roman Catholic religious conviction. Be that as it may, she did the right thing by intervening and acting as peace officer in defiance of the solidarity of the blue line. And when she crossed the blue line, she found that her career was over. Now, the logic, such as it is, of the people who celebrated the murders of police officers in Las Vegas would dictate that if you're entitled to kill a police officer who's eating lunch because that police officer is your enemy on account of his occupation and should be considered an aggressor for the same reason, the same logic would dictate that you could, when you come across an officer Ramon Perez or officer Regina Tasca intervening to protect people against criminal violence by fellow cops, you would supposedly be entitled to kill either of those two peace officers because they're people who are employed by police agencies. It makes no moral sense at all. And there are unfortunately some people in the larger liberty movement who have embraced a somewhat attenuated version of Lenin's thinking, which is that what matters is the group that you belong to. And if they're not part of the who, then they're the whom. And that means that you're entitled to use lethal force against some or other unethical or immoral means on account of who you are and who they supposedly are. And I can't emphasize enough that we're defined by what we do. And if we're committing acts of aggression, then what we do is objectionable and it has to be stopped. It has to be dealt with. That's not a question of your ethnic origin or your religious profession or your occupation. And, of course, we live in a society right now that is thoroughly collectivist. We're all living at each other's expense, which means to that extent each of us is in some way an aggressor against the other. That's the logic of the welfare state. That's something Frederick Bastiat talked about in the law and in his parliamentary speeches back in the middle of the 19th century. He was very forthright, very compelling in talking about the fact that the evil logic of the welfare state, of the socialist state, is that people try to live at each other's expense through the redistribution of wealth as a matter of policy. The force exercised by the government to sanctify that in that fashion. So to that extent, each of us is committing aggression all the time against the others if we're implicated at all in this collectivist system. That means that we have to change the system, or we have to do our best to limit our exposure to the moral compromises inherent in that system. But that doesn't mean that because somebody is receiving, for instance, EBT transfers, electronic balance transfers for food stamps, that you're entitled to walk up to that person and kill that person as an aggressor because he's involved in stealing your wealth through the government.
Well, but basically, we have a terrible situation in America today where over 148 million Americans are getting some sort of government stipend, either Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid or one or another type of government aid. And you don't vote against Santa Claus. You don't vote against the person who's giving you something. We've got ourselves into a situation that our founding fathers never wanted to happen because they knew that if the government could provide for the people, the government government would soon control the people. And unfortunately, always in the name of, we just want to help the elderly. We want to help those who need medical care. This should be done, if it's going to be done at all, at the state, at the local level, never at the federal level. And we've created a situation that it's almost going to be impossible to break until this whole house of cards comes down. And the entire wealth of the 99% of the American people is destroyed. Go right ahead, William.
And that's, of course, something that's happening in real time right now, albeit more slowly than some would anticipate, but with terrifying rapidity, those of us know what direction we're headed. And ironically enough, I think in that grim forecast, we can see some lineaments of a better future, because at some point, the system has to collapse, which means that it cannot continue to underwrite the corruption of local authorities, local government, state government, by the central government, by the Federal Reserve. And some things that are happening internationally right now portend some very cataclysmic developments on that front. Russia and China, of course, are moving to vacate the dollar. China is in the throes right now of an economic contraction. They are the ones who are buying up not a majority, but a large plurality of the debt paper being issued by the Treasury. And the Fed, of course, has been directly monetizing most of the debt in the name of stimulus. That's going to, or in the name of in the name of stability, basically. That's going to come to an end as well. At some point, they're no longer going to be able to use a federal largesse to corrupt local institutions, state institutions. They're no longer going to be able to pay the Praetorians. And when that happens, we're in for some turbulence. We're in for violent tumult. But arguably, if we've gotten out in front of it, preparing ourselves and preparing our neighbors and teaching sound principles, we can actually do something positive when this Leviathan state breaks up.
Well, that's all we can hope and pray for, our guest is William Grigg. Be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is talking about what's going on in the Middle East today. And he says there are two possibilities. One of is incompetence, and the other that is truly demonic, bringing us back that we initially went into, suddenly first Afghanistan, and then we went into Iraq. But of course, now, of course, we're seeing a recurrence of violence there, and certainly William doesn't think the Sunnis are going to be able to take Baghdad. Why? Because Iran is going to intervene. Of course, it is my contention we're financing both sides.
Yeah.
We always have financed both sides. You must understand this, what we did in the Second World War. When we financed the communists during the Second World War, we financed the Nazis who were fighting the communists. We certainly did everything we could to finance and train the Nazis before, during, and after World War II. We helped them escape along with Hitler. That is like seeing deja vu all over again. And the average American has no idea how we financed both sides in the Second World War. And I think we're financing both sides as we're moving towards a major conflict over there in the Middle East. Now, the average American, I don't think, wants to get involved. But John McCain and the neocons want to plunge us into another major war in the Middle East. And if that should happen, God help all of us, because I fear it's going to end up in a nuclear war. Go right ahead, William.
I think you're probably right. And that's one of those prospects that causes leap to the part. And I do think that you're on solid ground in suggesting that we're seeing the United States government eagerly supporting and financing both sides of this conflict. The al-Maliki government, of course, is a Shiite government that's very close to Iran. And by taking out Saddam Hussein, the United States government did Iran a singular favor by creating this huge power vacuum that had kept Iranian ambition somewhat in check. And the al-Maliki government, the Iraqi government, that was installed by the United States, has drawn very, very close to Iran. And now we see that Iran is proposing some kind of joint action, presumably with Iranian military personnel on the ground doing the ground level work and receiving air support from the United States in the form of strategic bombing runs. That is to say, non-nuclear strategic bombing runs. I mean, we're not talking about using nukes in Iraq, at least I don't think so, or perhaps even drone strikes. So you have the United States government acting as the Iranian Air Force in Iraq. That's a very legitimate possibility at this point. I don't know if that's something that could be sold to Congress. I know it's something that the public wouldn't be enchanted with. I don't think the public's sentiments here and that our perspective on what would be wise in Middle East policy is really going to have a whole lot of influence on the decisions that are made here. And if you take a look at the prospect for region-wide escalation, it really is a horrifying prospect that confronts us here, because the entire the entire region is aflame right now, and it's the United States government that's been acting as the incendiary.
And I would suggest that every listener to this program email and call and fax their congressmen and tell them, pull all of our military forces out of the Middle East, pull all of our military forces, Army, Navy, Marines, SNE support, pull them all out or we're going to be involved in another terrible war over there, and keep suddenly sending information to your elected representatives and your senators. If you're not involved, then you will have nobody to blame if we are plunged into a horrible and bloody war, not only there, but here in the United States in retaliation. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to bring up very quickly was the case of Bo Bergdahl. I don't know the Bergdahl family, but I have a lot of mutual friends. They're from Haley, Idaho, and one of the things that's not fully understood about the circumstances under which Bo Bergdahl abandoned his post in Afghanistan was the nature of the platoon he was with, the activities, the unit that he was associated with. He had sent to his father and to some other friends a number of emails suggesting that he had been the witness to war crimes. And we do know that that was a very troubled unit. The platoon was without competent on-the-ground, non-commissioned leadership. One of their command sergeants, one of the on-field command sergeants, had been sent to another city in Afghanistan basically to guard a gate for the rest of the war because of his incompetence and his behavior. But one of the things that was suggested to me by a good friend of the family a couple of days ago is that we're going to find out that Bo Bergdahl had become completely disenchanted by the fact that his unit and other units in Afghanistan were being used to prop up some of the worst elements in that country, including people, of course, who are part of the privileged opium production sector in Afghanistan. And he didn't think that this was something that he could any longer be associated with. He also had, I think, pretty clearly symptoms of PTSD and other psychological problems that played a role in this. But for heaven's sake, if you assume that he's a deserter, you assume that he was insane, he had the right idea. We had to get all of the soldiers out of that area.
Amen. Hold that thought. We'll be getting back in just a moment here with William Grigg.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. And, of course, so we were talking about Bergdahl, the SNE, the gentleman who some people say he defected. He was disillusioned with what was going on over in Afghanistan. But one reason is because, of course, the American forces were being used to guard the poppy fields. Why would we guard the poppy fields? Oh, well, the Taliban want to burn down the poppy fields, and then the people won't have any employment. And so we have to maintain the poppy fields until such time as there are other crops that can be put in. So we'll have the support of the people. And this is incredible. William, have you heard this story?
About what's happening in Afghanistan with guarding?
Yeah, guarding the poppy fields. In other words, we are maintaining the heroin. A trade for the entire world, most of it centered in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and what I find really interesting, Dr. Stan, this is something we've talked about before, which is the multifarious absurdity and perversity of the war on drugs, is that in Afghanistan you have American troops who are often tweaking on amphetamines that are not all that different from meth, while they're guarding the poppy fields that produce most of the heroin, most of the world's the opium heroin supply. And this is something Bergdahl was aware of. And there was another soldier from the United States, from Idaho, who served with the United States military in Afghanistan, another Idaho military man, who was wounded numerous times in combat in Afghanistan. And when he was finally able to leave the military, and he was finally able to retire, he went to California. And one of the first things he said, there are a number of stories in the local press covering his disclosures, is how deeply disillusioned he was by the fact that the American soldiers were being used as mercenaries to guard the poppy fields of heroin lords in Afghanistan. And the Taliban, prior to 9/11, had been working with the DEA in restricting access to and burning down a lot of the poppy fields that were being used for opium production in Afghanistan. And among the five people who were exchanged for Mr. Bergdahl were a couple of people who had been very close to the CIA, who had been looked upon as potential allies with the CIA. And at one time or another, most of these people, having the background of the Mujahideen, were probably regarded as allies of the United States. And they were sold into United States custody as a matter of the cynical trade conducted by bounty hunters in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're not nice people. They've been accused of doing some pretty horrible things, but the former commander who was in charge of prosecutions at Gitmo, Colonel Morris Davis, I believe he's an Air Force colonel, he's the former chief prosecutor at Gitmo, as he looked over the names of these people, he said, none of these people was ever formally charged with anything. I'm somewhat familiar with their backgrounds and their cases. We didn't find anything that would be prosecutable under the laws of land warfare. And if they've not been prosecuted by now, it's probably because they're people who wouldn't be considered suitable subjects for a military tribunal. And
William, are you talking about the five men, the five Taliban who are supposedly being released, that they really did not have a serious history of a terrorism?
Well, that's what Morris Davis said. He was the chief prosecutor at Gitmo. In his estimation, they were not remarkable. And once again, they're not pleasant guys. I mean, you don't have much to select for if you're taking a look at that cohort of people over in Afghanistan. There are people who have been involved in the Civil War, and there are people who have been involved in fighting a partisan war against the Soviets. You get all kinds of internet squabbles, tribal conflicts, and so forth. But these are people who probably have a lot of enemies and probably done some pretty horrible things. But in terms of what the United States military would consider crimes of warfare or involvement in terrorism, what we recognize as terrorism, Colonel Davis said, I couldn't find anything in the record that would suggest that they're really all that remarkable. Yeah. They're being characterized as the Al-Qaeda dream team. And I don't doubt for a second that these are nasty folks. And after spending 12 or 13 years in American captivity, they're not all that kindly disposed toward us in the first place. Don't see how their treatment at Gitmo is probably going to make them any mellower or improve their estimation of the United States government. So there is a possibility that once Qatar lets them go, which is probably going to happen very quickly, they're going to find their way back to Afghanistan to cause trouble for the United States government, perhaps to arrange for involvement attacks on U.S. military personnel. The way you handle that problem is to get the personnel out of country. You get them out of Afghanistan just as quickly as possible. And we're very highly motivated, I would contend, and I think you would agree, to get out of Afghanistan right now and to get what remains of our over-the-horizon force here in Kuwait and elsewhere out of the region. And for heaven's sake, we got to stop allowing the federal government, the United States government and its allies, to be funding al-Qaeda. And this is where the whole thing sort of collapses on itself, this quantum singularity of absurdity. There are a number of people who are just convinced that Bo Bergdahl was defector and that he was giving aid and comfort to the Taliban. There's no evidence to support that right now. Every account that I've read, from the Rolling Stone profile from a couple of years ago to the stuff that's available on WikiLeaks, suggests that he was captured by the Taliban and when he was in a very vulnerable state, and that he put up a fight. One of the Taliban who captured him said he fought us like a boxer. He tried to escape on a couple of occasions. He was put into a steel cage and otherwise abused by his captor. According to what I've read of his debriefing and his reintegration treatment, he's got some pretty serious residual effects from his captivity, and a lot of the letters that have been released this last to some of his confidants in Haley make it clear that even before he left his post, under what circumstances we don't know yet, even before he left his post, he was showing some pretty serious signs of post-traumatic stress disorder or other psychological problems. But he sounded suicidal in some of the letters that he sent to his friend. There were some verbal tics and compulsive expressions in his emails that, to my admittedly untutored eyes, seemed to suggest that he was somebody who was in a really bad place psychologically. And so I'm confident, not to a moral certainty, I grant, but I'm confident to a preponderance of evidence that he did not defect, and he didn't even really desert. I think he just broke down. I think that's the best way to describe what happened. And what's been done to this family, Dr. Stan, the Bergdahl family, is something I find to be entirely unconscionable. As I mentioned, I don't know them, but I know people who know them, have gone to church with them. I've spoken with a pastor who administered to them. They're a rather unconventional family, very individualistic in the sense that a lot of people who come to Idaho are quirky and not inclined to immerse themselves in the crowd. The father was raised Roman Catholic, the mother Presbyterian. They both, as a matter of conviction, became Presbyterian and very Orthodox Presbyterians. I mean, one of the more Orthodox strains of the most conservative branch of the Presbyterian Church. The father, who's been accused of being a Muslim sympathizer and fellow traveler, is a disciple of Jesus Christ. He's a Christian. He's a Christian believer. But he's somebody who has a great deal of respect for Rusis Rushduni, who's no part of a Muslim sympathizer. Anybody who's familiar with the Theonomist movement and Dr. Rushduni's writings would understand that somebody who's an intellectual disciple of Dr. Rushduni is not going to become a disciple of the Taliban. He was homeschooled, Bo was. He's the only son of this family. And he was bright, very creative. And as a teenager and as a young man, he wanted to explore the world and to explore his own convictions to find out if he really shared his parents' Christian faith as a matter of conviction. He wanted to know, in other words, if this was something he genuinely believed or if he was simply coasting on momentum from his inherited family religion. And so he, at one point, enlisted in the Coast Guard and was discharged under unspecified circumstances that apparently had to do with psychological problems before he was allowed to join the Army at a time when the surge was underway in Afghanistan and they needed anybody they could find to fill a uniform. And so they were granting waivers for medical conditions and for psychological conditions, for criminal behavior. They lowered the standards to the point of imperceptibility, and Bo Bergdahl got caught in that undertow. And he was an outstanding soldier during his basic training. He was obviously very qualified from his years as a as an outdoorsman in central Idaho. He was a, a crack marksman, and he had good survival skills. He was in very good physical condition. He had studied martial arts. He studied ballet. He was somebody who was very ready to go right from the beginning. But from the earliest experiences he had in boot camp, he had some reservations about what he was seeing. He didn't fit in very well because, as was the case with Ramon Perez with the Austin PD, this young man, Bo Bergdahl, had a different take on life and what was important rather than spending time drinking or engaging in any of these other myriad forms of socially acceptable vice that occupy the free time of many soldiers. He was reading. He was trying to learn the languages of Afghanistan. And he was conditioning himself, and he earned the sobriquet Mr. Intensity, and it wasn't a particularly fond nickname for that matter. But he, I'm convinced, Dr. Stan, had a crisis of conscience. We know that he sent an email to his father, and his father said in matters particularly having to do with life and death, it's really important that you obey your conscience. He didn't tell him to desert. He didn't tell him to defect. He didn't tell him to do anything. He said, you're a grown man. We've taught you what's right and wrong. This is a young man who was raised reading the Bible and reading St. Augustine. And so he said, you're a man with a conscience. Follow your conscience. Now, Bob Bergdahl spent 5 years trying to get his son out of captivity. And for most of the time, the United States government wasn't particularly interested in helping. And he, of his own volition, at his own expense, opened back channels to the people who were holding his son hostage. And one of the things he did was he spoke with them very candidly about his misgivings concerning Guantanamo Bay and concerning some of the policies of the United States government. He was honest with them. He wasn't sympathizing with them. He was trying to find common moral ground. And that's one of the reasons why he has said that it's unjust for people who've not been convicted of any offense to be kept in perpetuity in Guantanamo Bay. And he was comparing their plight to the plight of his son. And on one occasion, a couple of years ago, there was a fundraiser for the Republican Party here in Idaho. And Bob Bergdahl was one of the invited and honored guests. At the time, he and his wife were still looked upon as being stalwart and patriotic and public-spirited people, and Bo was looked upon with fondness as the American POW. And one of the things he said that was not well appreciated at the time was that the foreign policy of the United States is making it very, very difficult, was making it very difficult for him to secure his son's freedom. And he said that there was a drone strike there in the borderland, the Paktika province in Afghanistan, the borderland with Pakistan. There was a drone strike that killed the son of the man who was holding Bo hostage. And he said that it was just a remarkable testament to this man's forbearance that he didn't kill Bo in retaliation. And not many people thought about that. But that's a case of a man who is a Christian by conviction applying the golden rule here. And when he was at the White House a little more than a week ago, and he uttered that Arabic phrase, the Inshallah phrase, a lot of people were saying, oh, you've got a bearded fellow on the White House lawn uttering this Muslim cry of victory. It was nothing of the sort, Dr. Stan. That phrase, of course, is found in the Quran, and it's a benediction that is ritually pronounced by Muslims on most public occasions. If you go back and take a look during the administration of George W. Bush, there were no fewer than a half a dozen occasions where one person or another, Hamid Karzai being a really good example, there in the White House, whether you're in the Rose Garden or in the Oval Office or elsewhere, or in a congressional joint session, these Muslim hand puppets of the United States, would use the same phrase before they begin their speech because it's a religious tradition and it's a ritual that they perform. And the phrase itself, which refers to God and his goodness and his kindness, is not all that different from Psalm 145, verses 6 through 8. And I think that when Muhammad wrote his book, the Quran, he probably appropriated a lot of language from the Old Testament, New Testament. He was illiterate. He never learned to read or write. He probably read this by his wife or by his relatives when he wrote this silly little book. But the phrase itself is something that is sometimes used by Arabic Christians, that is to say by Christians whose native language language.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're coming to the end of the program, and I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your books, how they can certainly support your ministry, and tell them, Sydney, how they can help you get the information out across America.
Okay, I appreciate that, Dr. Goodman. Very quickly, the point I want to make here is that Bob Bergdahl, as far as I can tell, is not a Muslim sympathizer, let alone a terrorist sympathizer. There's no reason to think that's the case. My chief outlet is still the Pro Libertate blog at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time, one word, .blogspot.com. Or go to Google or some other web search engine and type in Pro Libertate and my name, William Grigg, and that should be the first return. There's a PayPal button at the right-hand margin of the page and at the bottom of every essay. I publish once or twice a week, as my schedule will permit. The essays are usually about 1,200 to 2,000 words in length. Most of them are of an investigative journalism nature. I try to do original source journalism. I'm working on some big stories that are very consequential that are going to be published there in the next several days and a couple of weeks. I also publish quite frequently at lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. Lou Rockwell is the head of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama. A wonderful man. LouRockwell.com is a very widely read website. I'd recommend it for everybody who publishes there. It's a terrific honor to be published at LouRockwell.com. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast every Saturday night, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 7 o'clock Pacific or 9 o'clock Central, on the Liberty News Radio Network, which you can find at LibertyRoundtable.com. Go to LibertyRoundtable.com, and if you want to listen live, there's a listen live button in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page. And I believe there's also a list there of the terrestrial radio stations that carry the Liberty News Radio Network. That's the Freedom Zealot radio program at LibertyRoundtable.com. And once again, I want to emphasize Pro Libertate is my chief outlet. Pro Libertate is found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And I have links there to, among other things, my YouTube page, and also the archive of my radio programs, which I have as podcasts. You go to the bottom of every essay, you'll find that right next to the PayPal button at the bottom of every essay I publish on Pro Libertate in the blog.
Well, we're getting so much faulty information about Bergdahl about this whole issue over there, but then everything is done to confuse the American people as to what's going on. And I really do appreciate the fact that you, as Sanir, have analyzed this. You know the people there who know members of the family, and that you're clarifying for us. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Well, just that we're entering a time of profound troubles, both domestically and overseas. We're, of course, still in the throes of an ever-deepening economic catastrophe, economic collapse. We're seeing our society disintegrate in terms of our moral cohesion. We're going to be left without pretense or excuse here. We're going to find out exactly what we're made of. And that's time when we have to reach for something beyond politics, beyond the material. And there's going to be more than a few occasions in the very near future where we're going to have a conversation or two with our Creator, find out what we're really made of, and to rely upon His grace and His understanding.
And, of course, what we need is a great revival. Without a great revival, without America turning back to God, why, of course, we're going to lose this country. Good night, Sydney. God bless you for everything you do.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we need your financial help to continue doing what we're doing and maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. But what we want every one of you out there to do is every day we want you to call or talk to 75 individuals. And if you don't know 5 individuals, just get the names out of the telephone book and call them and say, look, well, I'm not here to sell you anything, but I'm trying to prevent you from losing everything when the monetary system collapses. Point number one, the media in America is controlled by 6 corporations, and you need to read the book, The New Media Monopoly, so you can discuss it intelligently, and Cindy, you can get the book from Radio Liberty. And then you say, but who are these people? Are they rightists? Are they leftists? No. They are what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, and try to get these people to understand that the media in America is controlled, and the world is controlled by a small group of evil people, and they really are evil. They are demonically controlled, and all you need to do is go to the trilateral.org website, trilateral.org, look at their logo, 3 sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Basically, you need to get these 5 people you talk to, tell them to start telling others. We can actually begin to reach people all across America with your help and with your support. We can't do it if you're not involved. And so basically, yourself, your family, your friends. And then, of course, you have to understand that behind everything going on, we are suddenly facing God's judgment because America has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation and brings judgment on that nation. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice is not going to sleep forever. So you need, of course, to talk to others. You need to certainly utilize your emails and faxes. You should be right now sending emails and faxes to your congressmen and your senators, telling them to get out of the Middle East. The last thing we want to do is get involved over there. I have not sent an email to my or a fax or a telephone call to my congressman, but I'm going to do that, and to my senator. We cannot get involved in this battle over there in the Middle East. We need to pull all of our troops home. And if there are enough people who do that, well, they're going to have to back away, because, of course, they will not push it when they realize the American people are up in arms. And if you're not up in arms, ladies and gentlemen, then you're part of the problem. And then, of course, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And unless you understand that we really are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, you cannot understand what is going on today. Basically, there really are powerful demonic forces that want to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and they want to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why they've destroyed the moral fabric of America. And basically, we've got to recruit more and more people. Remember, certainly, so many people are going to support the administration because they're getting something for nothing. If you want to, the most important possession, and that is freedom, you've got to get involved. And so remember, freedom is not free if you're not involved in fighting for it. You need to get involved with your local political organizations. You need to insist that we get honest voting, that they do away with paper ballots. Every one of the electronic voting machines can be rigged, and many of them are. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.